Hello, welcome to the Hot Jollof podcast. I don't know, it's felt longer than a week since the last episode. I even had to check and check again to be sure that we did an episode last week. I don't know, it's been one of those weeks when things have seemed to happen a lot and you tend to forget some things that happened in it. Speaking of today's episode, I had a conversation with some people some time ago, some music executives. And someone mentioned something about the way I talk about music and what if I thought of A&Ring. I think I would make a good A&R person. I think I'd make a good I know I'd make a good A&R person because I understand pop culture, I understand trends, I understand things that would tick. And it's not something I've given thought to up until recently, and let's see how that goes. If it's something I would do properly, I would of course go full in to A&Ring projects for artists or A&Ring songs for artists. Now, speaking of A&Ring projects or songs for artists, there are some collaborations. I don't know, some collaborations I would want to see happen. I think that is part of being on A&R is you can sense sound and see where chemistry would be joined from. Instead of just hearing sound and saying, okay, this is good music, this is not good music. And sometimes you need collaborations as an artist, and one of the jobs of an A&R is to tell you, okay, this person would sound good with what you're sounding like, and this person would make this song better, and all of that stuff. So, this is my way of just putting it out there that, of course, it may not appeal to what your idea of a feature or a collaboration would be like, but I think if these two artists come together, they would actually create magic, and that is the purpose of A&R. Some of them may click, some of them may not. Like, for instance, it's not every feature or every collaboration that you think would click the hardest that would. For example, look at Wizkid's Made in Lagos album. It had her on the album, it had Tems, but Tems got the bigger shout for some reason, as it always is with music. I think it's a matter of chemistry more than star power sometimes, because A&Ring is all about watching your artist, knowing where they would fit in and what would sound good with them. Her got, I think, how many Grammy nominations, if not more than five or so. But this is Tems' first appearance on the Grammys, and that's just my way of saying sometimes it may not necessarily be the star power of the artist, but as much as the chemistry between both artists as of when they make the music. Speaking of A&R projects or A&R something, these are my top 10 features on songs that I'd like to see going forward. Number 10 for me would be Johnny Drill and Tenny. Now, I know they have collaborated on Budweiser's Remix Challenge, Abby. Yes, the Remix Show, the one Mike Edwards hosts. They did Baba Frayo's song. They remixed it and all that. It sounded very nice. I think it was one of my best performances of that season, the past season, that is, Johnny Drill and Tenny. It's crazy because thinking of Johnny Drill and thinking of Tenny, they seem like two very different artists, people who their sounds would never come together. But I think being a creative is in more way than not being able to see the art in other people's art. If you're a creative whose way of doing things is very monolinear, it's going to affect you in the long run because, I mean, I was very happy the last time Rick Hassani and Zlatan had this little conversation on the internet about making a song together, because it shows that artists from different backgrounds, different sonic places can come together and make good music. And that's the essence of society and community living in the music industry. Instead of just being oh, okay, this is who I am as a musician, this is the kind of sound I'm going to make. Somebody like Chike and Mayapun made music, and we all saw how well that went. So I think a Johnny Drill and Tenny record would be massive. Of course, the song they made the remix to on that Budweiser remix show was a very cheeky one, and I think they should make something cheeky too, because I mean, number nine song for me, number nine, sorry, not a song, a collaboration rather, that I'd like to see is DMW's Lira and Oxlade. When you listen to people like Lira, there's something that stands out about them. Lira is somebody who can sing and make your hair stand. Oxlade is also somebody who can sing. Sorry to deviate, but I think Oxlade as an artist is nowhere near his limits as far as vocal performances go. I mean, he does a lot of falsetto and all of that, but I think beyond or beneath that falsetto sound, there is something that he's not yet giving, and I think would come out when he's singing with Lyra, because Lyra doesn't do all those falsetto. Lyra just sings straight up from the heart and all of that. And the ability to manipulate your sound to suit falsetto and sound very good is something that I think Oxlade is hiding the real deal beneath. And I think it would be something that a lot of Nigerian music lovers would enjoy if Lira and Oxlade were to come together to make a song. And I'm looking forward to hearing such songs. That's my number nine collaboration that I'd like to see on a project, Lira and Oxlade. Number eight song for, or number eight collaboration, which I'd like to see, has to be Ugochi and The Cavemen. Speaking of Ugochi, Ugochi is somebody who is an artist who I recently got into. She raps in Igbo. I think I saw her first on Twitter from the Slim Case show. Okay, there's this thing that happened recently with Rema and DJ Neptune. Rema claiming that DJ Neptune did not get permission to release a track on this recent album, Greatness 2.0, when he did, and it's gotten a little bit of ruckus. I think the place of DJs in our music industry as structures is one that a lot of people tend to overestimate given the era we are in right now. DJs are not as powerful as they used to be because a lot of dynamic changes has happened as we progress as society into a more decentralized industry. For instance, an artist may not necessarily need to rely on DJs to get their songs heard. More times than not, it's pure innovation that even brings artists to you and bring them to your perimeter as a music listener. It's just something out of the blue, really. It's not something that anybody has or can pre-plan. You're not going to say, okay, I'm going to DJ Neptune's or I'm going to DJ KYZ's page to see who is the latest popping artist. Sometimes the artists just happen to you organically, and I don't think anybody has that leverage over anybody in the Nigerian music industry as much as people would like to believe. And let's see how this plays out, but I don't think a lot of people would let you fuck their bag up just because of something that can be resolved. I mean, we're talking about a lot of money here. A lot of people have their money on Rema. A lot of people have their money on DJ Neptune, and nobody's going to want their money to go to bust because of something that can be seen to and resolved. Speaking of Ugochi, I saw her on Slim Case's show, which is not a DJ's show. She's somebody who raps in Igbo, as I mentioned earlier. And the Cavemen, if you already know them, are people who sing in Igbo. They bring out this particular type of Igbo music, high life, into a new high life sound. Basically, they have this new high life sound. And getting them and Ugochi to make a song would be something that would do very well for the Igbo language as per bringing it into more mainstream consciousness. It's one thing to actually make Igbo songs. It's another thing to make Igbo songs that sound like you're running out of ideas. A lot of Igbo artists these days just follow that lazy route. They just go and revive songs from old Igbo artists, something to plug into the nostalgia of the Igbo listenership. I don't think people can actually see what's real and what's not real, but I think people like Caveman and Ugochi can actually create something that is really new. Something that is fresh and something that can appeal to a new and a younger fan listenership or fan base. So that's my number 8 collaboration that I'd like to see, the Cavemen and Ugochi. Number 7 collaboration that I'd like to see is between Brymo and Simi. Simi was discovered, as I learned, from her first EP. Or maybe not her first EP, or no, it may not be her first EP, permit me with that error. But I think one of her best EPs, The Restless, the first Restless EP by Extreme Music. That's one of the biggest advantages of making a body of work, is that it gets you noticed by people you want to get noticed by. Brymo is also somebody who likes to make bodies of work. I think he has made what, over 10 since he started making this music thing. Brymo hardly releases singles. He doesn't do singles like that. Man, the man even released 2 EPs, I mean 2 albums last a few months ago. That's Brymo for you. And I think the both of them, given how Simi can easily flow with a lot of artists, would make very fine music matches, because Brymo is a very fine artist, Simi is a very fine artist, and bringing them together is something that would be magical. If we're being honest, Brymo knows how to sing, Simi knows how to sing. They both know. I think this is what I think they would make better songs in Yoruba. The depth of Brymo's Yoruba lyricism and Simi's vocals, I think they would do very fine making a collaborative Yoruba song. But that's just me. I don't know how their minds work. They may choose not to. But I think this is a pointer to the fact that they both would do very well when they come together to make songs. Number 6 collaboration that I'd like to see has to be Wandikool Cool and Niniola. I don't know if they have. I've searched everywhere for any songs by both artists, and I don't think there's any song anywhere by both Wandikool Cool and Niniola. The both of them have something in common that I think would work very well if they made a song together. It's the fact that they know how to sing and they have energy. Wandikool Cool and Niniola. There's hardly a Niniola song that will not get you off your feet, and there's hardly a Wandikool Cool, except it is very deliberate to keep you on your feet. There's hardly any song from both artists that would not rise to your feet. So I think a collaboration from these two artists would do a lot in getting people to fuck with their sound much more, introduce each other's fans to each other's music, and it would be a very good collaboration if it happened. Wandikool Cool and Niniola, trust me. But that's just me saying. Number 5 song for me on this list. Before I mention my number 5 song, I think it's worth noting that Nigerian artists focus too much on the need to entertain rather than create songs that would provide other forms of reaction. Some songs sometimes may not necessarily be made to entertain. Some songs will be made to have you reflect. Some songs would be made to shock you into action and all of that. And that's just my way of saying, not every song has to be something that entertains you. Not every song has to be something that blasts in your ear 24/7. Some songs just have you go thinking and all of that, if you understand what I'm trying to say. My number 5 song on this list is Show Dem Camp featuring Asha. This feature, if it happens, would be one of the biggest features I have ever seen, because if you don't know Show Dem Camp have been very instrumental with introducing the best talents into Nigerian music industry. Not necessarily introducing, but bringing them to limelight in a way. Show Dem Camp are easily one of my best music groups in Nigeria because of how well and how consistent they have been with the quality of their musicmanship. They have made excellent records from their very first Palm Wine album. Even before then, a lot of artists have passed through them to superstardom, from Buju to Thames, Tommy Thomas, Boj. I mean, everybody at one time or the other has worked with them, and bringing Asha to work with them is my way of saying, okay, these people deserve their flowers, because Asha is like that special person in the music industry in Nigeria, if you understand how the music industry works. She's not somebody that gives out features like that. Knowing Shodem Camp also, of course, due to their gems on their own right, it's something that would be magical for every music listener in Nigeria to hear something from Shodem Camp and Asha. And I would love to, okay, maybe I'm just being biased, but I would love to have, I would do unimaginable things to have this feature happen, but I'm not God and I don't get to decide. But this is a feature I'd love to see from both artists, Shodem Camp and Asha. Number four song that I'd love to see happen has to be with Thames and Runtown. Thames is somebody who has experienced great projection from when she started, and it's kind of good, fulfilling to see her reach those heights that she has achieved. I mean, it's almost blessed. It's not even at this point, it's not even the simple notions of grace. It's blessedness at this point, because she has worked with a lot of people who you would kill to work with. She's worked with Drake. She mentioned about Adele and her, and how Adele fucks with her sound. It's crazy. Rundown is somebody that I admire a lot for how much she's evolved over time. He's not somebody who relaxes on his oars. He's somebody who pushes every time, and getting a Runtown and Thames feature is something that would do a lot for reshaping the Nigerian music industry, because a lot of artists would definitely now believe in their own talent instead of sounding like everybody knows what everybody is trying to sound like. Everybody's trying to be entertaining. You don't have to be entertaining. Sometimes you just have to be artistic. I think Thames and Runtown, if they come together to make a sound, would create something very artistic that everybody would fuck with. So that's one of my collaborations that I would love to hear if it happens anytime soon. That's my number four on this list. My number three on this list is Lady Donley and Burna Boy. Lady Donley has been somebody who's been on my radar for quite some time. I think for like past 4 years. She makes very good music, and then Burna Boy is somebody who has been on my radar since I Beg when I heard him on Andre Blaze's top 10 show back in the day. It's crazy how Burna Boy has grown, and it's crazy to think that at the end of the day, I want the real to succeed, and I think Lady Donley is one of the real people whose artistry is not forced, is not decided by somebody in the background. And I think that energy always shines through when you mix this artist with other people of the same caliber. It doesn't matter if one is much more known or more established. It's simply the fact that this person is real in their artistry. I mean, I'm vulnerable to somebody who respects real in artistry. So I think this feature is going to do very well if Burna Boy makes it happen, if Lady Donley also makes it happen. And it's something that I would love to see. I would love to see. If you have not heard of Lady Donley, you should go check out her songs. Always stream musicians. Stop downloading from blog sites. Make sure musicians eat too. So Lady Donley and Burna Boy, that's a collaboration that I'd love to see. Number two collaboration that I'd love to see: Davido and Yemi Alade. Davido and Yemi Alade, if they make a song, it is going to be something that is going to be top quality all over Africa. It's something that is going to sit on everybody's top, every country's top 10 list, from Namibia to Nigeria to South Africa to Egypt. Everybody is going to be fucking with the sound. So it's something that is going to establish them more in the Nigerian music industry. even in the worldwide music consciousness, because let's be honest, Nigerian music for some time now has been something that has been on the radar of the world's music listenership, and it's a perfect time for them to collaborate. If they have not, I don't think they have. I don't recall any songs that they have collaborated on, and it's a very fine time for them to collaborate and establish each other more as those African superstars that they are, if I'm making any sense. So that's my number two on this list. And my number one on this list, you would forgive me because this artist is not really Nigerian, but the way I fuck with her sound and the way she fucks with Nigerian music is something that, this person is honorarily Nigerian. I don't know if that's even a word. It's Amare and Wizkid. And Wizkid started with featuring artists like Tay Iwa and working with Projects and Thames, the alternative music scene. One of the biggest things I think every artist should strive for, not necessarily money or fame, but recognition. And I think Wizkid has done that for the alternative music scene, bringing most of their best into recognition. Not necessarily all of their best, but most of their best into recognition. When somebody knows what they are doing, you doff your hat to them. And I think this is me doffing my hat to Amare. She has been somebody that I listened to. The first time I heard of Amare was in 2018. I was watching Yoruba, Africa Magic Yoruba, and the music of hers popped in. This is where I think the dynamic between industry people and artists have changed a lot, in the fact that you can actually catch an artist from almost everywhere. You don't have to say, okay, this is the only point you're putting them through. We have only radio or we have only television. You can catch an artist from many, many spots, and Wizkid and Amare would do very good given the direction of music Wizkid is going towards. I respect his newfound artistry, and I think Amare is a solid choice if he's looking to make any album going forward. Yes, I think it's going to, because he mentioned that he'll be releasing More Love, Less Ego sometime soon. I think I would love to see Amare on that. She's Ghanaian, but fuck it, she's Nigerian to me. I'd love to see Amare on that album. So that's my top 10 collaborations that I'd love to see in 2022. If that is how the list should end. Thank you very much for listening. If you're listening on any platform, you can like, subscribe, share with friends, share with your neighbors, share with your enemies, because your enemies are not my enemies. But if you love me that much, your enemies can become my enemies. So make sure you share with them, and see you sometime next week. Hopefully. Okay, we'll see sometime next week. I'll make sure to put something out, regardless of what happens. So this is goodbye. This has been the Old Jollof Podcast, y'all.